This is the Full Press NBA Podcast.
Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win!
Magic down the middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
Bird up fake. Bird takes the shot. It's on! It's on! Oh, my goodness!
Presented by Sportscaster.com and distributed by Snowman Digital Media.
Here's Carnes. Let's one go from center court.
He got it! He got it!
Welcome to the latest edition of the Full Press NBA Podcast. Brian Snow here with you. Let's get right to the scores from yesterday as we work through the seeding games and work towards crowning a champion. The Nets upset the Bucks 119 to 116. In overtime, it was the Mavericks over the Kings 114-110. Luka Doncic, 34 points, 20 rebounds, and 12 assists. Devin Booker had 35 points, including the buzzer beater, as the Suns upset the Clippers 117 to 115. The Pacers over the Magic 120 to 109. It was Miami over the Celtics 112 to 106. And Damian Lillard scored 21 points, grabbed 9 rebounds and 8 assists as the Houston Rockets beat the Portland Trail Blazers by a final of 112 to 110. Alex Fleming will join me to help break down the action and get you ready for today's action in just a moment. You're listening to the Full Press NBA Podcast. Alex Fleming now joins me here on the program. Alex, how are you, my friend?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful morning.
It really is. It's a beautiful morning here. We got NBA action to break down and get you ready for. How about those Portland Trail Blazers? Huge, huge win last night.
They were the first things on my mind whenever I was thinking about this. And I was like, you know what? Portland just might be able to save their season.
Did they with the win last night?
Oh, my goodness. Well, they, like many other teams, are right there on the brink. San Antonio and Portland are now in the race for the eighth spot because Memphis seems to be slipping. Is Carmelo Anthony a Hall of Famer? His numbers say yes. He was clutch last night in the last minutes of the game.
He hit three huge jumpers, including a three-point field goal, which basically sealed the game. At the time, the Blazers were up 104 to 102. And then, you know, Mr. Anthony, you know, a lot has been said about him, but he said, you know what, take this. And he drilled a three-point field goal last night to put the Blazers up five. They wind up winning by eight. What's wrong with Houston? They had a chance to steal that game last night, and they couldn't do it.
Well, I just want to say that three that Carmelo Anthony drilled, homeboy was in his face.
Yes, he was.
That was definitely defense, and he still drilled it. You know what the problem with Houston is? They're running off of an eight-man rotation. They don't have any size, like I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, the size of the Houston Rockets is going to bite them in the butt. They're starting to get tired. Everybody's playing at least 30 minutes, unless you're on the bench, and then you're playing at least 25 to 28 minutes because you're coming in relief. Poor Austin Rivers is only getting about 15 minutes. But, I mean, between James Harden and Russell Westbrook, if House isn't hitting, you're in trouble. And they shoot so many threes. They are a volume three shooting team. And if they don't hit their threes, it's a long night for the Houston Rockets.
Speaking of a long night, the Milwaukee Bucks had a long day against the Brooklyn Nets, a team that they should have been, like, blasting. But they lose 119 to 116. And Brooklyn came in as an 18.5-point underdog. And yet, they steal a game from the top seed in the East.
Now, this game boggled me. I didn't quite understand what happened here, because Brooklyn should not have been this close. Yet, for some odd reason, when you have six player is in double figures, I guess you can hang with the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, are these the same Milwaukee Bucks that lost to Houston on Saturday and then turned around and stuck up the joint against the 32-35 Brooklyn Net team? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, wow, that really just happened.
Yeah, it did just happen. I mean, Milwaukee has dropped the ball since they've been in the bubble, and if they're not careful, they're going to lose that number one seed because it has yet to be clinched. Look at Dallas, 114-110 over the Sacramento Kings. Luka Doncic with yet another triple-double. We talk about Portland getting hot, so are the Dallas Mavericks.
Another overtime thriller, including the Dallas Mavericks. I believe Luka Doncic is only the fourth player ever to have a 30-20-10 triple-double.
Yep.
Like, whoa. He's amazing. I got to meet Luka his rookie year whenever Dirk was still on the team. And then earlier this year, before all of this madness, I asked him, how does it feel to be the face of the league? And he was modest. He's like, I'm not the face of the league. It's all about my team. So look for him to be the face of the league once next season starts.
Man.
He shot 50%. He had 20 rebounds as a guard.
Yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable.
And unlike Russell Westbrook, these were a legit 20 rebounds. Luka Doncic is a monster. You know, my friend Chris Pirtle, who appears on this program, always said that Luka Doncic is must-see TV, and he proved it yesterday as the Mavericks got the win in overtime over Sacramento. How about Devin Booker? 35 points, including the game winner, and the Phoenix Suns, yes, those Phoenix Suns steal a game from the Clippers. What in the world?
This happens. It's the West. Look, the Clippers didn't play bad. This is what happens when someone goes and gets some Magic City chicken wings and you miss a very key clutch game.
Yeah.
You don't have depth for the Clippers because you're missing Montrezl Harrell, and Sweet Lou didn't play that well when he came back. He was only 3 of 8. Now, that's not bad. That's just not good. They're not getting any bench production, bro. They're really, really not. You take away the claw. And you take away Paul George, and every now and then you get some down low presence because DeAndre Ayton wasn't about that life, but you don't have a third scorer, and it's starting to catch up with the Clippers. Now, they can give away this game. The Clippers have absolutely nothing to prove because they should be the next team to clinch in the Western Conference, but Phoenix is 3-0.
Yeah. Phoenix is 3-0 in the bubble, and they're starting to make a move. It's going to be a logjam at the bottom of the Western Conference. And look at the Indiana Pacers, 120 points last night. They beat the Magic 120-109. They led the Magic by 21 at halftime and put up 71 points. The Pacers are dangerous, and I'm saying it right now. The Indiana Pacers are very dangerous.
You know, this game irritated me all the way to my soul. T.J. Warren had 53 points against the Philadelphia 76ers. On Sunday, Orlando lost Jonathan Isaac. And I think with Jonathan Isaac, the defense went away as well. How in the hell are you going to allow each and every starter to have double figures on you? I was so irritated. Because the Magic should have won this game. If you look at the statistics, the Magic had more rebounds. The Magic led in time of possession. Hell, the Magic even shot better from the three-point line statistically. But turnovers, turnovers left and right just killed the Magic. And take away the two common names, Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon. And what did you have from your starting lineup? Nothing.
Not a thing.
Now, Terrence Ross did his thing off the volume shooting, but once again, he's coming off of the bench. I love Coach Clifford. I'm personal with this team because I covered the Orlando Magic, but you had the response. coming off of a win, yet a loss, losing Jonathan Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
I had an article that I released yesterday called Can't Win for Losing. You know, you're 2-0 in the bubble, but you lose Jonathan Isaac. And the way they just played, I saw the end of the first quarter, and I was like, wow, the Magic are in trouble.
It seems that way. You lose Isaac, and then you lose a big, big game against the Indiana Pacers. And the Boston Celtics took a big loss last night. They lose to Miami 112-106, Bam Adebayo, 21 points and 12 rebounds. Do these two teams see each other later on in the playoffs?
It's a possibility. Here's the problem with Miami and Boston. They always go toe-to-toe, length for length. And Jimmy Butler is not afraid of Jason Tatum. He will give that man the business. Here's the issue, though. Miami's number four. Boston's number three. And right now they're jockeying for that number three spot. That number three spot is the spot that you want, because that's the Toronto Raptors if they get past the Orlando Magic. You really don't want to deal with Milwaukee in the first round. That includes the Nets. I consider yesterday what happened an anomaly. Miami needs to keep winning, and Boston needs to slide one more, and then they'll be tied for the third spot. I think the number three seed is the sweet spot in the Eastern Conference. And don't look at Boston. Boston played well in this game. It wasn't no slouch. This is just happens when two boxers get together and one box is better than the other.
That's exactly what happens. Alex Fleming joining me to break down yesterday's NBA action here on the program. Man, I love having you on. Love talking hoops with you.
Have me anytime, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. We'll be back and take a peek at what's happening today in the NBA as the Full Press NBA podcast continues after this. Let's have a look at the schedule for today. The Memphis Grizzlies take on the Utah Jazz. That's at 2:30. All times are Eastern. Sixers and Wizards at 4, also the Nuggets and the Spurs. At 6:30, the Oklahoma City Thunder will take on the Los Angeles Lakers, the number one seed in the West. The defending champion Toronto Raptors face the Orlando Magic at 8. And the last game of the night, the Brooklyn Nets, who defeated the number one seed in the Milwaukee Bucks, will take on the Boston Celtics. And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's your schedule for today. And that's this edition of the Full Press NBA Podcast. I am Brian Snow. Alex and I will be back tomorrow to break down tonight's action and keep getting you ready for the playoffs and the World Championship Series. Until tomorrow, God bless everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Snowman Digital Media. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
1 second remaining in the regular season, possibly. Out to Kobe. Far away, high.
Curry comes to the ball, goes to the corner, catches, works up Pondexter, fade away, three, short, rebound, fade, Curry in the corner, shoots, on the way, got it! He hit it!
They get it to Fisher.
He scores! Derek Fisher scores at the buzzer!
And it goes to Bird, Bird up fake, Bird takes the shot, it goes!
All right, it's win or lose, game six for the Bulls. 10 seconds. And with it, of course, the championship. Jordan, 20-footer, head of the key, good! Chicago by one, and the Utah Jazz take time. Michael Jordan from the top of the key to put the Bulls up 87-86.
For more information, log on to snowmandigitalmedia.com.